Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I am your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From DOJ investigations to FDA rejections, we're covering a lot today, so let's jump right in. As always, let's take a look at the good news first. Iovance has launched its T-cell therapy, Amtagvi, for advanced melanoma in the United States just weeks after receiving FDA approval on February 16th. Since its approval, about 20 patients have started treatment, with some already registered and awaiting their therapy production. Iovance quickly began making the treatment at its Philadelphia facility and, along with a nearby manufacturer, can produce it for thousands of patients each year. Amtagvi, a one-time therapy, is designed for melanoma patients who've tried other treatments, showing promising results in trials. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. The FDA rejected Theratechnologies' request to approve a new injection method for their HIV medication, Trogarzo. The company wanted to switch from an intravenous to an intramuscular injection for the maintenance dose, but the FDA's refusal letter pointed out the lack of necessary data to show that the new intramuscular method is equivalent to the current intravenous method in terms of drug delivery. Trogarzo was approved in 2018 for treating multidrug-resistant HIV. Despite this setback, Theratechnology, which recently had an easier IV dose method approved, plans to explore its next steps for the IM application. Now, let's talk about the ugly. This week, BioMérieux Pharmaceutical received a subpoena from the U.S. Department of Justice requesting information on the company's testing programs for two of its drugs, Vimizim and Naglazyme. Both drugs are used to treat rare genetic conditions affecting bone and tissue growth. Revealed by the company in an SEC filing, the subpoena is focused on BioMérieux's sponsored testing programs where the company funds clinical laboratory tests. These programs are under scrutiny for how data is managed and shared, raising questions about industry transparency. BioMérieux has confirmed its cooperation with the DOJ by providing the requested documents. Yet, there's no indication of the potential outcomes from this inquiry. With that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.